Let me just begin by sharing tonight that we are going into some very difficult portions of the book, and I made a commitment to the leadership of this congregation and to you to take these, to respect you and to try to make sure that at any time we delve into the area of what I would call speculation, I will try to clearly identify that for you. And one of the biggest problems that it really has been a big problem in the area of prophetic discussion and study is that a lot of times people do not make a, they don't understand the difference between speculation and revelation. And let me give you a good example of this. And this is not to demean this brother, I consider him a brother in Christ, but Brother Hal Lindsey has just written numerous books that can serve as a good starting point for the study of Bible prophecy. What has happened, though, through the years is that at times the things that he has said have not been taken in the context in which he said it. If I say to you, could this be or might this be a fulfillment of this? I have speculated. And there were many times in Brother Lindsey's and other books where the author would speculate, is this that we're seeing a fulfillment of this which is written in the Scripture? And then people turn around and say, well, he prophesied, this was that. That's not technically fair. And on top of that, it is a violation of the commandment that says you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. There's a reason I'm telling you this. Because I'm going to hold you to the commandment to not bear false witness against me tonight when you leave here. If I share something with you that is in the arena of speculation and I clearly identify it as such, I would ask that you would respect me and not go forth from this place and say, well, you know, Brent says Madonna's the Antichrist. You know, okay? I mean, don't go out there and quote me as saying something I have not said. Okay? And we'll try to stick to the revelation, but there are some things that are going on in the world that we're going to point out that I guess we would have to consider speculation, because time will tell if those things are in fact the fulfillment of the things we're going to talk about. Because of the serious nature of our time together tonight, I'll just ask you to join me in a quick word of prayer. Gracious Father in heaven, you have been so good to us. Lord, I drive through this community and I see the blessings that you have poured out in just this area of our country, and I am amazed. Lord, we thank you for that. Forgive us if we ever take it for granted. Father, I come to you tonight appreciative of this body of believers and what they have meant to me for all these years, and what an impact they have had in my life, probably more so than they realize. And I thank you for that. And I thank you now for the opportunity to once again look into your word and to seek truth. Father, you have written your word so that we can understand it, but there are parts that you proclaimed would be sealed unto the end. And Father, if in fact we are at the end, we pray that you would open our hearts and minds by your Spirit and allow us to see and hear and understand that which we are reading. Father, we pray that you would do this by the presence of your Holy Spirit, and we welcome you into our midst, for you have said wherever two or three are gathered in your name, you would be there with us. And so we believe that tonight, and we welcome you, and we give this night to you, and all God's children said, amen.